Welcome to Exodus, California. I'm your host, Joanne Kraft, and my husband, Paul, will be your co-host as we share our story about how we left California and made our home in the rolling hills of Tennessee. Exodus, California is a podcast for Californians who've had enough and are getting ready to pull the trigger and make that move out of a state they once loved. Welcome to Exodus, California, moving to Tennessee. I am your host, Joanne Kraft, and I am here with my husband and co-host, Paul Kraft.
Hey, y'all.
Today, we're talking to our listeners who spend their evenings, or maybe some of their daytime, really scouring Zillow and Redfin. And if you're anything like me, this is where you spent your time before you reached out to an agent.
Or you're like some of our clients who spend all of their free time foregoing lunch and dinner looking at.
Exactly. Even when we get them on automation, they do that. And I don't blame them. I 100% understand that. But real quick, I just wanted to share a couple things that you may not know about Zillow and Redfin. While they are great aggregators and definitely the bully on the block when it comes to just pulling in a lot of information that's on MLS, what they don't do well is give you accurate and often the most timely of information. We've had many clients reach out to us about houses while we were working with them saying, hey, this house is in this area. We just found it. It's been on the market a week. I don't know how we missed it. And even though it may have come to them from our automation, maybe they missed it in their email. And guess what? It's already under contract.
Or the house isn't on Zillow to begin with, because agents in Middle Tennessee typically have to give permission for the house to be listed on Zillow. And some sellers don't want their home on Zillow or Redfin. And so that home will never show up if you're searching Zillow or Redfin. But if we set you up on an automated search using the database that is agent exclusive here in Middle Tennessee, then that home will show up in the search if it's within the parameters that you've designated.
We love real estate, and Maplewood Realty has been one of the biggest blessings in small business endeavors of our life. We really, I think it's going to be one of the sweetest parts of our life and the families that we've helped. It's wonderful. Love this job. But what we want to do is kind of explain to you how I think some of you are looking at Zillow, and maybe you're finding a house and you're thinking, I'm going to forego an agent. Because you know what? I don't want to deal with talking to an agent, or I don't want that agent to know about my bad credit score, or I don't, which Paul and I have had all those things, by the way. We get you guys. We've been a young family and we've been an older family, and life sometimes has ups and downs. So we get that. But what we don't want you to do is reach out to just any old agent on Zillow.
We have to remember that when you go onto Zillow, you look at the Zillow website, and the agent that's attached to that listing, they represent the seller. And while Tennessee does allow agents to represent buyers and sellers, in our brokerage, we don't allow it as part of our business policy, because I don't think you can adequately represent both sides. So if I'm representing the seller and the seller's house is listed for $500,000, but I know they would take $450,000, and you come to me as the buyer and you say, hey, we really like that house and we would pay, you know, $510,000 for it. What do I do in that scenario? I mean, if I'm adequately representing you, I sell it to you for $450,000 because I'm looking out for your best interest. But if I'm adequately representing the seller, then I sell it to you for $510,000 because that's in the best interest of the seller. And so I don't think there's really a good way to navigate that. So you really should have an agent that is representing you and you alone. And if you're listing your house, you should have an agent that's representing you and you alone.
And what that kind of looks like is when you do reach out, I'll just use our company for an example since it's what I know. But when you reach out to us, you should be getting an email response back within 24 hours and hopefully even sooner than that. And then a phone call, setting up a time to talk. You'll get a questionnaire and we'll ask you a little bit about your family and a little bit about you guys, what you're hoping to accomplish out here. And then we'll have a conversation. And once we have that conversation, then we find out, you know, when are you guys coming out here? An agent shouldn't be hounding their clients. We really give you a lot of breathing room. We will be as involved as you want us to be. And most of our clients go, hey, we want you to tell us what's going on in Tennessee. When we get back to California, keep us posted on the important things. Otherwise, I'm busy packing.
And keep in mind, too, that when you're dealing with Zillow, so let's say you go into Zillow and you find 10 homes that you like. well, you've got 10 agents you have to contact about each individual home. Whereas, you know, if you contact Joanne and she gets your parameters, we set you up on a search, then you'll get 10 homes, but you just have to contact one agent and say, I've got questions on these 10 homes. And then we can walk through each one and talk about the pros and cons and whether that's a good fit or a bad fit, depending on what it is you're trying to accomplish. So it gives you one point of contact, which reduces your burden because you have a lot going on. So you're dealing with one person, but it also allows one agent to get to know you. And so we can sometimes get better at screening out properties or finding properties that fit your criteria because we've spent time working with you reviewing homes that have come through the automation.
And here's a little bonus tip, since we're talking about representation. Yesterday, we were at some new construction for one of our clients, and we needed to go into the office and talk to the builder because of something that our client was concerned about. And for those of you who think, hey, I'm going to save money or cut corners and just call the new construction myself, just remember, there's nobody representing you. When I was going in to talk to the builder, there was a gentleman in the parking lot, and he was visiting from out of state, and he was coming to do his own thing and buy on his own. And I totally understand that mentality. But he thought I was actually coming to purchase real estate as well. And I said, no, we're real estate agents here on behalf of our client. And he goes, oh, that makes sense. You're here for them. Then I said, yeah, because you need somebody to represent you. And not having a buyer's agent doesn't make things cheaper for you. It actually just kind of exposes you to kind of, I think, situations that could be concerning.
And when you do a new build, you know, typically once the sales agent's done with that, they move it to the project manager and you lose contact with the person that you built this relationship with, the sales manager, sales agent who is walking you through all these things and super excited. And then you move to the project manager who's really just about getting the house built. And they sometimes are pretty good about updating you, other times they're not. But, you know, if you're working with an agent, then that agent should be going out to that new construction build for you. And they should be checking out to see how things are coming along. And so that's kind of what having an agent in your corner can do for you.
And so, again, there's nothing wrong. Please hear me. There's nothing wrong with the staying up late at night and dreaming and looking at Zillow and looking at Redfin. I encourage it because it's brought us some incredible clients. But just remember that it is problematic if you're going to be using that as kind of the holy Bible of real estate.
And it's just, I mean, yeah, Zillow's great. Redfin's great. But, you know, why not make things easier on yourself and get the most accurate information that you can for all the available listings that are out there with one point of contact that's looking out for your interests.
And just remember, those agents could be incredible agents. They could be wonderful. We just want you to be represented and taken care of and protected.
To that extent, we have agents throughout Middle Tennessee, really. So we have people that work in the Hendersonville-Gallatin area, people that work in the Nolensville area. So we have
Chattanooga,
we have agents
Knoxville
that we refer to in Chattanooga, refer to in Knoxville, that they don't work for us, they're our referral partners.
Tri-Cities area.
So yes, we try to help you accomplish your goals in getting wherever it is you want to go. Again, whether that's the Nashville area, Chattanooga, Knoxville, Tri-Cities, we've established partnerships in all of those areas to make sure that you're best represented.
So all this to say,
Zillow responsibly. Contact Maplewood Realty if you have questions or want to get set up for your own personalized automated listing search that comes to your email every morning. And contact Joanne at info@maplewoodrealty.net or 615-475-7300. And we would love to talk to you.
Be safe out there, kids. Welcome to Exodus, California.
Hill Street Blues, is that what you're thinking of?
I don't know, what is it?
Yeah, you're really dating yourself. People enter, yeah, they'll just
cut. Well, I'll cut all that, but yeah. I'm just, how should we end it?
So contact us.
So, Zillow, how are we talking about? Zillow responsibly, people. Well, today is a little bit, today we're talking to those of you all of... what's that saying about... I was thinking it was an 80s thing.
All right, darling. Barbecue's ready.